This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can join us there. You can also join our Matrix chat server. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to step-by-step instructions on how to get involved in that chat server. And then you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. They are in there basically around the clock. So please enjoy that feature. We've got a lot of cool features over at freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Bonnie, and nobody is in the studio here tonight. We've been talking about, you know, over the last two nights, some money-related stuff here on Free Talk Live. But, of course, we will talk about absolutely anything that you want to discuss. And coming up tonight, Bonnie wanted to talk about the Washington, D.C. becoming the 51st state. We are going to get to that, I promise, coming up here in a bit. But I did just want to finish up this story about Argentina and what's been going on there with their interest in cryptocurrency now, which is what having having a fiat currency that is being devalued leads people to look for other options. And historically, their other options have been to go for other fiat currencies that are not devaluing as quickly, right? So going into the dollar. So an example of that is after Zimbabwe took their quote-unquote dollar, the Zimbabwe dollar, and inflated the hell out of that to the point where, you know, 10 trillion Zimbabwe dollars wouldn't buy you a loaf of bread. They finally got rid of that and officially went to just using the U.S. dollar.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're seeing that happening elsewhere, either officially, like in Argentina, where you can still buy dollars legally up to $200 per month, or in Venezuela, where it's sort of unofficial that anyone can do business in the dollar now because it's the only way to stop their people from starving to death. In Argentina, where we're focused on this story from Coindesk.com, people want more than $200 worth per month of dollars, but the government won't allow them to legally purchase them, so they're just purchasing stable coins instead. Now, for listeners that aren't familiar, a stable coin is a cryptocurrency token. And a token it's sort of this thing that exists, it's this digital thing that exists on another cryptocurrency. So in this case, the DAI stablecoin, which is based on the dollar, exists on the cryptocurrency known as Ethereum. And Ethereum has a bunch of different tokens that exist on its blockchain. And anybody who wants to can go and start their own cryptocurrency token. You could go and make a coconut coin if you wanted, Bonnie, over at the Ethereum blockchain. You could issue
coconut is my dog.
That's right. You could issue 1 million coconut tokens, or you could issue only 1,000 of them, or you could issue 1 billion of them, and then you could trade them on the Ethereum blockchain as long as you paid whatever the trading costs were to send them around.
So is the what is the country again?
Argentina.
So is the Argentinian government, are the government goons there going after crypto? Like, our government goons are going after crypto?
That's an excellent question, and I honestly don't have an answer for you because I haven't looked deeply into Argentina. This is actually the first story I've read in quite a while about what's been going on there. So let's just keep going with the story, and if somebody knows the answer to that question, feel free to call in at 603-283-6160 because I can answer for Venezuela, where they have absolutely raided people's homes for doing Bitcoin mining.
Wow.
Now, the reason they do it in Venezuela is because the power company is government-run, and it's subsidized. So when you get a power bill in Venezuela, you're not actually paying the actual cost of that power. You're paying a subsidized cost, which means you're paying less than what you would normally pay. So the government sees using their power, because you're using the government's power at a lowered cost, an artificially low cost.
To run your computer, which is mining.
To run the mining computer, so then you get all the Bitcoin from that. It's like they see it as stealing. And so that's what they've come after the Bitcoin miners for there.
Stealing their hard-earned stolen tax dollars.
Yeah, exactly. So 603-283-6160, if you want to weigh in here. According to Ivan Tello, the co-founder of the crypto exchange Decrypto in Argentina, the Argentines started buying DAI with pesos, and then immediately exchanged them into dollars to save the money in their houses. Save the money in their houses. Okay. So they exchanged DAI into dollars. And that type of saving in Argentina is known as colchón, the Spanish word for mattress, by referring to the common place where they keep their bills. However, over this year, users began to leave their DAI in exchanges, said Tello. The economic crisis, and by the way, this was written in the end of 2020, so this was written in December of 2020. The economic crisis in Argentina led Argentines to trust the crypto system and to mistrust the traditional system. Argentines have reasons to distrust the traditional system. As we discussed earlier, the Argentinian government jacked a bunch of money out of people's bank accounts back in 2001, and they learned their lesson. They don't put money in their banks unless it's the absolute minimum that they need to pay a bill or something like that. And Americans haven't learned this lesson yet. Americans, you know, in our lifetimes have not had the kind of economic crisis that the Argentinian people have had to deal with. So Americans still trust banks. Americans still trust the government dollar. And I think they're in for a wake-up call, you know, given how many dollars were printed in just the year 2020. We're going to see some major, I think, devaluation of the dollar. But going back to the story here, again, they're now seeing more businesses that are interested in Argentina to acquire these stable coins. In Argentina, the price of DAI is close to different dollar quotations, some belonging to the black market that emerged after the financial restrictions imposed in 2019. These informal quotations are currently higher than the government's official rate. One of them, of a legal nature known as a stock exchange dollar, or dólar bolsa in Spanish, which allows certain bonds to be purchased in pesos and sold for U.S. dollars abroad. However, the most famous quotation is called the blue dollar, commonly traded in illegal exchange offices known as caves and usually hidden behind traditional businesses such as jewelry stores. So this is something I'd like to hear more about, these caves where people are secretly trading crypto for dollars or vice versa. This article just sort of barely touches on it, and it sounds really interesting. According to one of the exchange guys, although DAI's quote is close to these unofficial rates, its price does not depend on them. He says a good mass of DAI at a local level makes the price competitive, he said. The former head of smart contracts at MakerDAO explained in a 2019 talk how he received payments of DAI for his work. He said that he started getting paid in Bitcoin to escape Argentinian capital controls in 2014. He discovered the Ethereum network the next year in 2015, and when he joined MakerDAO in 2016, now MakerDAO is the decentralized autonomous organization that's behind DAI. They make DAI. He started receiving DAI as payments. He says, I've never bought crypto with fiat in my entire life. I have only earned it, he says.
Must be nice.
Yep, it is nice. The programmer said that once a month he used to exchange the minimum amount of DAI for the Argentinian pesos to pay his expenses, but the rest was left in DAI. Although he acknowledged the risks of platforms and smart contracts, he prefers to trust those ecosystems before giving his money to the local government. He said, quote, DAI has implications and good properties that our local currencies, at least now, do not have and may never have.
I would rather trust my money to a Gandhi-looking dude with an abacus than my local government.
I would rather die.
Yep. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I'd rather die.
Yep.
It's a do-or-die situation.
603-283-6160. So coming up, we'll talk about D.C., Washington, D.C., possibly going to be the 51st state. That's apparently in the news, and Bonnie has that story. We can get into that discussion. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. And honestly, I'll just talk about DAI. It has me wanting to look into it again just to try to better understand the mechanisms behind the scenes. Because as I recall, there were some really interesting things that they had set up to ensure that the price of DAI stays at about a dollar. That's important. If you're dealing with a stable coin that's not actually backed by dollars, but is in point of fact backed by other cryptocurrencies.
You'd want to have increasing security.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. That's the number for you. You can join here with us on Free Talk Live and take control of the airwaves.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trick Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, the number 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want here as we continue. 603-283-6160. It doesn't have to be money related. You know, we've definitely done our share of attacking the fiat currency systems out there for the night. Recommend that you learn more about cryptocurrency, as we mentioned, Bitcoin.com, a fine place to go and do that. In the studio with you here tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
And Bonnie, you wanted to talk about the 51st state. Will it be Washington, D.C.? Is there like a petition or something like that? What's going on?
To be fair, Captain put this in our chat, and I stole it from him just because it looked interesting.
That's okay. People put things in there, and anyone can use them, so
okay.
You didn't steal it.
It's from NBCNews.com, and actually it's House and Senate Democrats introduced legislation Wednesday that would make Washington, D.C. the 51st state.
Wow.
The measure was reintroduced in the House by a delegate. Is that what D-A-L is? D-E-L is?
Yeah, probably. Or no. Delaware, one or the other.
Oh. Eleanor Holmes Norton, a Democrat who represents the District of Columbia and its companion.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, a delegate, I think, would be because D.C. doesn't actually have a voting ability when it comes to Congress, as I understand it. So, if you ever see a license plate from Washington, D.C., it actually has the tag. So, like, you know how New Hampshire's tagline is live free or die on the license plate?
Yes.
D.C. is no taxation, or no, it's taxation without representation. Because D.C. has no voting representation in Congress.
So it's like a joke?
Yeah, it's definitely a joke. The tagline is a joke. It's sort of a self-deprecating joke, I guess. But what they do have, I believe, are these delegates. So they have people who go to Congress who can appear there and sort of advocate for D.C., but they can't actually vote on anything. So I think that's what the delegate is.
So she reintroduced the measure and its companion, and it was unveiled in the Senate by Senator Tom Carper, a Democratic delegate. As of Tuesday evening, Norton said that she had more than 200 co-sponsors in the House. There's never been a time when statehood for the district was more likely, Norton said in a statement, adding the bill was passed by the House last year for the first time and now had a record 202 co-sponsors.
So they passed it last year, so that must mean it failed in the Senate, I presume.
It doesn't say. But
that's
it didn't
likely
pass.
What that means.
Hmm.
So wait, it said it did pass last year?
Oh, wait, it passed last year, but it didn't become a state.
Correct. That's probably because the Senate shut it down. Now, is it true that the Democrats...
It had to be either the Senate or the President.
Yeah. Is it true that the Senate now is Democrat or not? I feel like I've heard both things. Does anybody know?
It is Democrat because, like, the Georgia guy won against the girl.
But isn't it, like, 50-50 with the tiebreaker being the Vice President?
Yes, the tiebreaker is the vice president, and I believe what I heard is that she is also the 51st vote.
Right, she would be the tiebreaker. Well, isn't that the same thing?
The tiebreaker.
Right.
With the Senate companion bill also gaining co-sponsors, we're ready to achieve voting representation and full local self-government for the 712-plus residents of the District of Columbia, Norton said.
Ooh, okay, now this is also likely a Democratic move to give them even more control, right? Because D.C. is highly Democrat. D.C. voted like 90% or something like that for Biden this year. So if they can give D.C. two more senators, and then that'll give them even more control over what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Well, it's a Democratic ploy to gain more control for now, but ultimately just a ploy to get more control from the whole government.
Well, I mean, the government certainly is going to continue to increase its control whether or not this particular bill passes. But this will ensure that the Democrats have even more so-called representation in Washington, D.C. Because right now, if it is 50-50, and I feel like I've heard that that's the case, I don't follow these things closely, but yeah, there was all that controversy over Georgia. That if it is a 50-50 split in the Senate, this would make it 52-50. So it would give them even more sway over things if this passes.
Well, here's a clue. If it's backed by the Democrats or like a Democratic plan, it says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Majority Leader Steny Hoyer have committed to bringing the bill to the floor for a vote.
Yeah, and you know, as long as the Senate doesn't shoot this down somehow, as long as there's not enough of a, like if one of the Democratic senators switches sides and votes with the Republicans, then it would not pass. So unless they've got every, unless they've whipped every single Democrat on the side of supporting this thing, then it may not actually succeed. But if it does, then we're looking at a 51st state, and that should get people riled up enough to start talking more about secession, don't you think?
Hopefully. It makes things more hopeless than ever for those who don't like the ever-growing central control of everything.
How many representatives would they get out of this? I know that representatives are population-based, right? So would they get two reps, one rep, three reps?
I believe it's a minimum of two.
Is it a minimum
reps.
Of two? Okay.
And I suspect they would get the minimum.
So probably two, yeah, because New Hampshire's got two.
Area. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got a 1.4 million population. I suspect D.C. isn't that much larger.
Yeah, let's see what the interwebs say, but I mean, New York City is like 12 million.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. population is under 700,000.
Oh, okay, so it's less than Vermont?
Yeah.
Just over Vermont.
Yeah.
Vermont's 600,000.
And so I guess however many reps Vermont has would likely be how many.
Which is also, I believe, two.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it would give Washington, D.C. even more sway over things that are going on.
Wow.
There. So this is a very bad thing, but at the very least, it could get people more serious about secession. We do have the Texas representative who introduced the secession bill this week. So Texas is going to have the chance to vote on a referendum if this passes the Texas legislature.
See, to me, that's premature. The first vote should be carried out at the federal level, I think.
The vote for Texas to secede?
No, I think there should be a vote at the federal level to basically, on a resolution that if and when a state chooses to secede, we will not make war on them.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
I think that would be a great place to start.
Why don't you call up Rand Paul and see if he can put something out there?
Sure. I'll tell him I'm his long lost cousin or something.
Mr. Paul, nobody's on the line to speak with you.
Yes, nobody Paul.
Is there more that we need to know about this, Bonnie? The story?
From the interest of basic fairness, I've always thought D.C. should be a state because they don't. I mean, they do pay federal income taxes, unlike, say, Puerto Rico. So it seems like, you know, they should be as badly represented as the rest of us.
Do the people of D.C. actually want this? Because it's being done in their name, but is it actually something that those people want to happen?
I think there's been a pretty strong majority that wanted to be a state for a long time.
603-283-6160. You can join us and share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he'll protect the energy sector in his state.
By the authority vested in me as governor in the Constitution and laws of the state of Texas, direct every state agency to use all lawful powers and tools to challenge any federal action that threatens the continued strength, vitality, and independence of the energy industry.
Abbott making those comments during a West Texas roundtable today, saying he would not stand by idly and let the oil and gas industry be threatened. FEMA is close to finalizing a request for the Pentagon to assign thousands of service members to support COVID-19 vaccination efforts. The agency will ask for the Defense Department to deploy as many as 10,000 military members at up to 100 sites across the country. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. Two people in South Carolina are infected with the highly transmissible coronavirus strain from South Africa. State officials not releasing the names of the individuals, but did say they both had no recent travel history. The State Department of Health saying they both are adults. Three COVID-19 variants of concern are spreading across the planet, and now all three have been identified in the United States. President Biden is gearing up to possibly reform the Supreme Court.
The White House announced President Biden is forming a commission to study Supreme Court reforms. Eight progressive organizations band together to form the Unrig the Courts Coalition to pressure Democrats to use their power to act. Their four demands are expanding the number of justices on the Supreme Court, expanding lower federal courts, enacting term limits for Supreme Court justices, and improving ethics and transparency requirements for justices. The White House declined to comment if Biden is already staffing up his commission. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and if you want to join us here, you can do that. The number is 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Free Talk Live Amplifier. Reasonable Voice is the name of the amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the United States, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. We've got over 190 great radio stations across the United States that air this show. I just spoke with...
And three bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
And three bad ones.
Three bad radio stations?
Yeah.
Most of the bad ones go away. If they don't like what we're talking about, they usually cancel the show. And we've had a few lose, you know, we've lost a few stations over the years because of that. But we actually are getting a station back very soon. I'm not going to say which one yet, but it's in New Mexico. So we'll be back on in a major New Mexican market again. Maybe we'll hear from Sarah. If all goes well, who knows? We'll see. But we'll keep you in the loop as far as how those things develop. And it's thanks to listeners like Reasonable Voice for joining the AMP program for $5 a month, which you can do with your credit card, debit card, your PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks as well for doing that. So thank you.
Wow, and there's a cliffhanger going there. I still want to find out how things went for Sarah at Moms Against Cars.
Who's Sarah?
Ooh, who is Sarah? Can you answer that question?
Isn't Sarah the crazy woman who called in and hated cars?
Yes, so Sarah is a longtime caller, but she hasn't called in like a year and a half. And she used to call from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where she constantly was obsessed with various different traffic laws, and specifically the danger of cars. So she wanted to have red light cameras, and she wanted to have all kinds of mandates and medians, and she had all kinds of ideas for how she was going to stop people from getting hit by cars.
Basically. So she had, like, OCD or something?
Yeah. She was definitely obsessed.
And I kept referring her to Moms Against Cars, which is a Facebook group.
And then we went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the year 2019, and when we came back, she never called again.
Wow. Yeah,
so we don't know what happened to her.
Maybe she knows what you did.
But we may learn more. We may hear from her again. You never know. We'll tell you what happens. And again, it's thanks to Free Talk Live listeners who've become amplifiers like Reasonable Voice at amp.freetalklive.com. So, Bonnie, you brought up this whole D.C. possibly becoming the 51st state thing, which would be a huge deal. I mean, it hasn't happened since Alaska joined the Union in, what was that, 1949 or something like that? I believe that was the last time. It was Hawaii, then Alaska, if I recall correctly. So it's been more than
Alaska, what, doubled the surface area of the United States. Almost.
Or thereabouts, or 50% more, or something like that.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a lot.
Crazy big state.
So, I mean, that was definitely a long time ago. I mean, that's what, two generations ago that happened?
Huh?
More than two? Three generations or something like that? If a generation's every 20 years?
Four generations if they're on welfare. They breed quicker.
But you wanted to get a conversation started about secession, and I think that will get a lot more people talking about secession if this D.C. proposal to become a state actually starts to get some headwind underneath it, and it may very well, because we did confirm it's 50-50 in the Senate. Now, two of the senators are quote-unquote independents, so 48 are Democrats, two are independents, and 50 of them are Republicans.
And the independents are like commies, right?
Right. The independents in this case is Bernie Sanders and a guy from Maine who's also like a Democratic caucus guy.
Oh, yeah.
So they're basically Democrats, but they don't call themselves Democrats.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. If you find out, Bonnie, definitely keep us in the loop on that. But since we brought up secession, I just looked up secession in the news, and it's nice to be able to click on Google News and look for secession and actually have it be in the news, because it is.
Yeah.
Especially now with the Republican state representative putting forward a bill that is, if it passes... And it probably won't, because it will have to pass the Republican House, it'll have to pass the Texas House and Senate and governor, and the governor's not likely to sign this. But
is the governor Democrat?
I believe he's a Republican. I could be wrong about that. I don't. Do you know, Bonnie? You're from Texas.
Oh, he's a Republican, Abbott. The governor?
Yeah, the governor. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Republican.
Are the Republicans in charge of the state Senate and state reps?
I don't know anything else about the government in Texas.
I don't blame you. Who wants to pay attention to that stuff? It's awful. But presuming the Republicans are in charge, maybe this bill has a chance of passing. But given the governors in the United States are pretty allied with the United States government and not so much their state governments, I don't think Abbott would sign this bill because he likely is going to do the bidding of the federal government over people of Texas.
If a senile child molester is president, isn't enough to make you want to leave, and Donald Trump wasn't enough to make you want to leave.
What would make you want to leave?
If you're on the other side, I gotta wonder, what would it take? I mean, how about an alcoholic dwarf tossing, half blind former rodeo clown? Would that be enough to make you want to leave?
That actually sounds like a step up from what we have.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
At least that would be fun.
It's hard to imagine anything worse.
I'd like to watch an alcoholic dwarf tossing rodeo clown. That actually sounds...
Oh, especially if they tossed out dwarves during the State of the Union.
I've never seen dwarf tossing. I mean, I would be willing to pay for that occasion.
Well,
that'd be pretty amazing.
We don't have a dwarf, but Bonnie's not that big. Can we toss Bonnie?
I said it sounds inhumane.
I don't think I would want to put her in the clutches of any politician at any point.
No. No. If anybody is going to toss Bonnie, it should be us.
There you go. So I wanted to share an opinion piece here. This is from the Dallas Morning News. It's an editorial. So remember, editorial is where the entire newspaper editorial staff ostensibly agrees on this subject, and they've written this article. So it's not signed by anyone. Mm-hmm. It's the whole newspaper's editorial staff.
Okay.
And so this is what they have to say about secession. The headline, "Secession talk has always been irresponsible. Now it's dangerous." Secession, they say, is like a bad penny. It keeps turning up every few years, promoted by the most angry fringe of the Texas Republican Party. Well, here we go again.
They wouldn't be so angry if they didn't have people trying to control them.
Fredericksburg Republican Representative Kyle Biederman has announced plans to file a bill in Austin, and he has, by the way, calling for a referendum on Texas's statehood. Mostly, Texans just ignore this nonsense, as they should. But given the unrest we've seen recently, it may be time to point out what a colossally bad idea this is. First, it's illegal. That much has been proven by Texas itself. In 1869, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a case called Texas versus White that the U.S. Constitution provides no legal means of exit for member states. States aren't members of the Union until they change their mind. They're part of a bond the court called indestructible and the Pledge of Allegiance calls indivisible.
Well, the Pledge of Allegiance wasn't written until 1950-something.
No, it was the 1800s.
It was the 1800s? Yeah, they added under God.
That's
in
right.
1950s.
But it was written
but
by a socialist.
It was written by a socialist. Bellamy, I think his name
Francis
was.
Francis Bellamy is a Christian socialist.
But the... Wow, that's just...
So they're citing the Pledge of Allegiance as their evidence that the Texas can't leave the United States, which that's not legal.
Even if it's illegal, that doesn't make it dangerous. They're just... Thanks. Yeah. It's dangerous, and that's why it's illegal.
And the other thing is, if you've ever read the Articles of Confederation, the Articles of Confederation actually start out saying this is a permanent union.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution says no such thing. So, if we're to take such language seriously, then what we need to do is dump the Constitution and return to the Articles of Confederation, because mm-hmm. there is never any legal way to leave that agreement.
Well, as I understand it, the Texas Constitution actually holds secession as a right. It's written in there.
It has long been said that Texas has a right to secede where other states don't. I think a close reading of the Declaration of Independence would indicate we all have a right to secede.
I like that. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Don't miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. If you want to join us here in the remaining moments, we may have enough time for you at 603-283-6160. And you can join us in real life coming up at ForkFest 2021. It'll be this summer. And it will be the fifth annual ForkFest, which I'm super excited about. We actually just received an invitation from the boys from AnyPay to broadcast from their dome during ForkFest 2021, which I think will be pretty awesome.
Groovy.
So, yeah, we're looking at talking with AnyPay about that. They're talking about doing a major upgrade to their dome in 2021. They've had an amazing party dome for the last 4 years of ForkFest, and it just keeps getting better and better. They're saying they've got, like, an even better dome that they're going to be bringing out in 2021.
Wow. I'm so excited.
I might have to look into buying that old dome because we need strippers this year.
Are they going to have the same lighting guy from the New Year's Eve party? Because that was so cool.
Yeah, I think they are going. I mean, I can't speak for AnyPay, but I would guess that they will because they work closely with him. So, yeah, we did have an amazing New Year's Eve party, and it was thanks to the AnyPay guys for making that as awesome as it could be. So if you missed out on the AnyPay Space Disco in 2020, you may have another chance to attend in 2021 if you attend the ForkFest. Now, I don't know what their rules. There's always rules. They're very exclusive in who they allow into their space disco. So I can't say for sure you'll be allowed in, but there's a chance that
who,
you will.
Me?
You, the listener, whoever
okay.
That is.
I was going to say, they always let me in.
But there will be an awesome dome that will be present, and they're planning on doing it for both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and ForkFest. So they're planning on keeping the dome there for 2 weeks
nice.
In 2021, which is going to be pretty sweet. So you'll want to mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th. Go to forkfest.party, and from what I understand, the boys at AnyPay have reserved a new domain name, forkfest.com. So we may now
really?
See competing ForkFest websites, which I'm very excited about, because forkfest.party is not the best website in the world, and I'm sure someone else can do a better job. So I look forward to seeing that happen. From what I'm told, it currently forwards to ForkFest.party for the moment because they don't have anything yet, but they did register the domain name there. So check that out. Mark your calendar, June 28th through July 4th. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival, which means that there is no one who is in charge of the event. You get to decide for yourself what to do while you're at the ForkFest. And, of course, it comes the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is on its own a fine event. So if you can attend both, you probably should try to attend both. If you only can attend one, we will hope to see you at ForkFest.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss either of them.
Indeed.
More fun than a barrel of weasels.
So we're sharing with you here an opinion piece from the editors of the Dallas Morning News. They are talking against secession. They say that it is not only irresponsible to talk about secession, but also dangerous. And they cite a Supreme Court case from Texas versus White in 1869, where the U.S. Supreme Court claimed that the Constitution provides no legal means of exit. In 2006, the Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia reaffirmed that bond when he wrote, quote, "If there was any constitutional issue resolved by the Civil War, it is that there is no right to secede."
War does not determine who is right. War determines who is left.
Biederman, this is the representative Republican who's put forward what is basically just a bill to allow a resolution. So, or a referendum. So if this bill passes, there will then be a ballot referendum that is only a suggestion. It's not a mandate. So if the voters vote for secession or vote to, you know, support secession, it doesn't actually mean that the state reps actually have to do anything about it.
See, I think it would be great if we did a referendum, and I think it would pass. Do a referendum in all 49 out of the 50 states on whether California should secede. They're the only state that doesn't get to vote about. And if it passes, we just kick California out.
Well, California has its own secession movement, and they're actually collecting signatures right now. They have to reach 600,000 signatures to get a ballot measure to actually ask the Californians whether they want to leave. So they're working on that.
Yeah,
they got the ball rolling on that.
That would be a good thing.
Biederman is promoting his silly idea, says the Dallas Morning News, and at every opportunity, appearing on Newsmax, Glenn Beck, and Fox affiliate in Austin, he's gathered almost 7,000 signatures on a petition, and he uses
Britain's... Wow, we got to up our game. We haven't been on any of those places.
No doubt. New Hampshire definitely needs to up its secession game. I agree with you.
Yeah.
He uses Britain's recent departure from the European Union as an example. But Texas is not Britain, and the USA is not the EU. The European Union is
which means it wouldn't be completely redundant for that secession to take place, whereas Britain seceding from the UN, from the EU again, would be completely pointless.
They say the European Union is a loose association of nations that join together with pre-existing protocols for a member to exit. Article 50 of the Treaty on European Union states that, quote, any member state may decide to withdraw from the Union in accordance with its own constitutional requirements. The U.S. Constitution contains no such off-ramps.
The Declaration of Independence does say that that the purpose of the government is to secure our liberty, and that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of that end, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it.
It does. And in fact, the state of New Hampshire has something very similar in its constitution. Article 10 is the right of revolution, which basically says the same thing. I don't have it in front of me, but it's tantamount to the same thing. Even if we ignore the law, it's actually a little stronger in its language. It says it's the duty of basically people to do that.
Yeah.
Even if we ignore the law and adopt this unpatriotic plan, there are other problems here. Secession would be massively expensive. Really? Is it more expensive than paying 50% of your income every single year to the federal government?
Yeah,
because
I doubt it. Maybe it would be expensive for them because they're getting paid off by the feds in so many ways.
If it were to become a nation, Texas would have to establish its own military, its own citizenship and immigration laws, not to mention new taxes.
Oh, no, work for the government. Work for the government.
Oh, they actually have to do things. Yeah, I see what you mean.
They really don't. They could have a perfectly good militia, and so long as they're not looking to actually go to war with anybody, militia's fine. You only need a military if you want to go invade other people.
If Biederman's fancy were to become reality, it would almost certainly mean a Texas income tax. We agree with Plano Representative Jeff Leach, who wrote on Twitter, quote, "Based on what you've said the bill does, it seems like the most anti-American bill I've seen in my 4+ terms in the Texas House. It's a disgrace to the Lone Star State, the very definition of seditious, a true embarrassment."
That's kind of the point.
Yeah, and
anti-American.
Sedition was an unconstitutional law. When did people start pulling that up as something that's bad?
Yeah, I mean, if they're attacking this guy over this, he's over the target, you know?
Yeah.
He's getting flack.
The last thing they charged people with sedition for, as far as I know, was agitating against World War I.
Talk of secession, they say, is irresponsible at any time. But just weeks after insurrectionists stormed the Capitol in Washington, the timing couldn't be worse. Well, just
to be
clear,
that's not a sign that people want out, yeah. Obviously.
Just to be clear, we've been talking about secession, and as have the Texans, for much longer than before the insurrectionists stormed the Washington.
Insurrectionists. Yeah. They were tourists. They were tourists. They were selfie-taking, overweight, underfed.
Overfed, yeah.
Overfed, yeah. Nincompoops who didn't even have the sense to stone a single congressperson.
If Biederman doesn't want to be an American anymore, that's his right. If he wants to move Texas toward an income tax, he's free to promote that agenda, which is not what he's promoting, and even convince a few thousand people to join him. If he's more comfortable in a place like California, where endless referendums have crippled progress, Southwest Airlines is booking flights. But none of those are good reasons for Texas to leave the United States. So this is the best they've got, is to scare their readers with the idea of a Texas income tax. That's
it's
the best they've got.
Now let's think of it this way. What would you think of somebody who told a woman, it's a bad idea to leave your husband, he'll probably try to kill you if you do?
Yeah,
that says it's a good idea to get as far away from that person, yeah, as you possibly can.
Yeah, and anybody that's telling you to stay with your abuser, you better question their friendship. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, the U.S. Declaration also says it's not only our right but our duty to throw off such government. But the radio station X in Albuquerque, how long ago did they let you know that they wanted to pick you back up again?
That station just actually, I heard from them today, but I'd heard rumor that it was going to happen last week.
Okay, because 2 weeks ago, on air, the owner of the station read my text to them citing my wish list for his station, which included Free Talk Live, and he read it on air, and so
sweet.
I'll take credit for that one.
All
thank
right,
you.
David, you got it, man.
Okay.
Thanks for
that.
Right. You know, it does
I'll
make a difference.
I'll send you $5 next month. You're our amp of the month.
It does make a difference when you reach out to a radio station.
Absolutely.
And you tell them something nice, right? Like, don't tell them that you hate their programs. Tell them that you want to hear Free Talk Live. You know, you say something positive to them. Compliment what they have on the air if you can. So thank you, David, for that, and thank you for your call tonight. We are out of time, but we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out Nobody at electnobody.com.
Yeehaw!
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.